Arizona votes.
To working with Governor Cooper, getting a swift response, and if needs be, moving the National Convention to a state that is farther along on reopening and can say with confidence that we can gather there.
That was Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News responding to President Trump's threat to move the Republican National Convention out of Charlotte unless North Carolina's governor relaxed social distancing standards in time for the convention in late August. Joining us now to talk more about that is our D.C. insider, ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. Okay, Alex, it's just 3 months away. Is the president serious about this, or is this just another example of Trump negotiating 101?
Well, he's negotiating, but he is also very serious because he wants a TV show. We know that the president sees everything as a television program, and he wants good ratings and good visuals, and he doesn't want a convention where people are wearing masks and separated from each other and we're all focused on the coronavirus. He wants a convention that's energetic, and the visuals say this country's coming back, we're reopening our economy, we're moving forward. And he's fighting for that right now. So can any governor assure him there won't be a spike in coronavirus cases again in late August? No. But that's what the president's fighting for.
Is this like a hot potato for states? You know, I don't want it. You take it.
It is. But, you know, a lot of states here. Look, there's a tremendous pent-up demand in this country right now to reopen this economy. We're seeing it in kids in the Lakes of the Ozarks who have to gather socially, or salons, hair salons and barber shops that want to reopen. The point of all of this is that there's a lot of steam building up in the pressure cooker because people are realizing that if you're under 65 and you have no pre-existing abilities, this coronavirus is less lethal for you than the regular flu. And a lot of those people say, wait, we stopped the economy for this. Why don't we protect the people we need to protect, but let the rest of us keep rolling? And that's what we're seeing here, a big political divide exploding in the country.
ABC News DC insider Alex Castellano joining us in Arizona's Morning News. On the other side of the political aisle, Joe Biden, who appeared in public for the first time in more than 2 months yesterday at a veterans memorial. He was sporting a face mask. Now, he also was in the news late last week for this comment.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Now, there's been a lot of reaction to that, Alex. Will he be able to recover from this comment?
Well, he will, but he's going to pay a price, and that's the problem. Biden's been sitting in his basement for 2 months, and his political muscles are atrophying. He hasn't been out on the football field with his pads hitting, and he's getting weak. With this statement, what he did is he gave black leaders in this country more leverage over his campaign. He's going to have to make them happy. That may mean he can no longer pick Amy Klobuchar as a vice president. He may have to pick a black woman. He may have to pick Kamala Harris. He may have to pick a Stacey Abrams. He may have to embrace a more left-leaning black agenda. And that will hurt him in the general. But Biden's political muscles are atrophying, and he's making a lot of mistakes.
That, you know, that's an angle to it that I had not considered. And we continue to hear stories that he's in the process of vetting candidates, potential running mates.